into my life, and now look at me no more. Trouble and strife, I feel so happy every day. Things have changed. No more clouds, no more rain. I thank the Lord from up above. I've never had the kind of love that you brought into my world. The kind of love that's shared between a guy and a girl. The kind of love I never had any time before. I have it now, I want it more. I need to see you every day. I want the magic to stay like the way that I felt on our first day. I knew I would see you again. I just couldn't wait. It's like the way I felt after our first date. Never felt it before, but now every day is our first day. Every day is our first day. I want you to know you came straight from a dream. I realize you're like no one that I've ever seen or ever met. I've never had love like this. Lovely touch, gentle kiss. It's like the fragrance of your hair. I can feel it everywhere, like the way I felt on our first day. I knew I would see you again. I just couldn't wait. It's like the way that I felt after our first date. Never felt it before. Every day is our first day. Every day is our first day. Is our first day. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Ken Lover, and I'm here with Lonnie McFadden, and we're going to hear a track now entitled In the Basement. And this track is available on your I Believe in Music release and also on the new release, Live at Green Lady Lounge. And I believe this In the Basement track is dedicated to your practice space. Is that correct?
that would be a good way of putting it. That's the first song that I ever wrote. When I started my band, I was like 17 years old. And when we would be practicing, this is a song that I came up with again, I was 17 years old. We had a band called Lonnie and the Band, and we used to practice in my mom and dad's basement like every day, 5 hours a day, 6 days a week. This was the time we were all teenagers. Everybody was in high school. So school would be out at, 3 o'clock? Everybody would be at our house at 4:30, and we would practice to about 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Yeah, every day, every day. We were very serious. I was very fortunate. And I mean, it's a testament to how serious everybody in that band was as teenagers when you think of what they're doing now. The guitar player was Willie Matthews. Everybody now calls him Will Matthews, who is the guitar player with the Count Basie Orchestra. The bass player with that band was Tyrone Clark. And Tyrone, as you know, he's leading his own situation. He plays at the Green Lady a lot. And he was one of the bass players in the movie Kansas City that Robert Altman produced here. He's played all over the world with different people. The trombone player was Tim Williams, who left here after he left my band. He went to Berkeley, and he was going to Berkeley at the same time with Branford Marcellus and them. That's one of the ways that I met Winton and Branford is through Tim. And he later on got with Art Blakey, and that's when I met Kenny Garrett and Wallace Rooney with Art Blakey's band. And this is just these are the people. All of us were in the basement together, and Ronald and I went on to do what we were doing. We played with Wayne Newton and did all the festivals over in Europe, and now I'm still trying. I mean, so I'm just saying that I was very fortunate that I was around a lot of like-minded people, and I think it speaks for itself when you see what everybody's still trying to do.
Yeah, yeah, that's an A-list of Kansas City musicians for sure.
And we all grew up together.
Right. I've gotten to play with most of those guys, and yeah, that's a good group of players.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, let's hear In the Basement. Thank you.
in the basement.
Thank you.
I'm here with Lonnie McFadden, and we're exploring his career and his new release live at Green Lady Lounge. And on this, he's got some of Kansas City's finest young musicians. And one of the tracks is written by your piano player, Andrew Ouellette. And tell us about Andrew Ouellette and his song, Voyager.
Andrew, you know, it's so cool to me that I've been able to watch, just like a lot of these guys now, I find myself in a position where I am not the youngest one in the band at any given point. And having said that, I remember the first time that Andrew played with a gig with us was because Ronald and I were booked at the Blue Room, and the piano player that was booked on the gig got sick. Saturday, we got a call. We needed somebody Saturday night. And as you know, Ken, I mean, you can't call any A-list musicians on Saturday afternoon to ask them to play Saturday night. Everybody's booked, everybody. And so Ronald called Bobby Watson, and Bobby stopped him mid. He said, I got a kid that'll be perfect. And Bobby knows what we do. So we, without even thinking about it, we said, yeah. He said, I got a kid in from Hannibal, Missouri. He's 19, but I guarantee you he could play your stuff. Andrew showed up down at the Blue Room. We gave him the book. We talked through a couple of things, and Andrew nailed it. 19 years old, straight from Hannibal, Missouri. And through and from then on, we got to, you know, he was the go-to guy when our guy couldn't make it. And back then, Mark Lowry was always playing all the gigs. It was him and Donovan. They were like the consistency between the McFadden brothers and when I was doing my stuff. And Andrew was the go-to guy. And now he's the main guy with me. You know, Mark has moved on to bigger. Mark is in the position I'm in. He's the leader all the time. And now what has happened, I find myself, I hope Andrew's learning something from me, but I'm learning from him because, again, all these new musicians, I'm sure you hear, Ken, they think differently, and it's so awesome to me. I've never really even tried to play a song in 7/4 time, and Andrew's original tune, Voyager, is in 7/4 time. So this is still a song that I work on every day because it's not natural for me. I grew up playing dance music. Everything, whether it's ding, 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 whether it's swinging or whether it's doom, bop, doom, it's got that, it's a dance where a lot of the music that Andrew or DeAndre or Tyree are bringing to the table, it has a higher intellectual aspect than I've ever tried to deal with. And so that's what I think of when I think of Andrew. I mean, I tease him. He's the young professor with the band, far as I'm concerned. Yeah, he is, man.
Right, right. Excellent. Well, I've heard the track, and it's very cool. And we're going to hear it now. This is Voyager with Lonnie McFadden live at Green Lady Lounge is the release. And Voyager, a song composed by Andrew Ouellette. Thank you.
Voyager by Andrew Ouellette. Tyree Johnson on drums.
We just heard Voyager off the Lonnie McFadden Live at Green Lady Lounge, a new release. We want to hear a track now composed by your bassist, DeAndre Manning.
Wow.
This one's called Get Ready.
Yeah, that track. I have to admit, this track just spoke to me from the first time that DeAndre brought it to the table. This felt familiar. I mean, it has occasion, so it's got that New Orleans feel to it, but the way the horn line is, the way that the rhythm flows, it reminds me of back in the days when I had Lonnie in the band, because this is straight up dance club party music. It tripped me out, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, DeAndre's background, his parents were so big, his parents and his uncles and everybody was so big in the gospel music scene. When I was growing up, I can't remember when I first heard of the Manning Singers. And that's where DeAndre stems from. And I tease DeAndre now because I remember when he first met me, he said, "Yeah, man, I've been wanting to meet you and I hope we get to play together. I remember when my parents used to tell me about you." Oh, yeah, but
that's some Tony Bennett stuff there, man.
Oh, it cracks me up. I mean, but wow, man, this guy has got so much groove in his playing. I mean, I remember I went to go hear him one time with Eddie Moore's band. And I remember I'm sitting there listening. And again, I'm a Kansas City boy. I grew up here. And Kansas City music, regardless, we're going to talk about Benny Moten, Count Basie, Charlie Parker, Bobby Watson. It doesn't matter. Deborah Brown, doesn't matter what direction you're going. Ken Levern, Lonnie McFadden. It's got a groove to it. Kansas City music will make you move. And so when DeAndre brought that to the table, it made me move, and I was like, oh, yeah. I automatically was all over it. So, yeah, this is DeAndre's thing, man.
that's you. By DeAndre Manning.
That was Get Ready, composed by DeAndre Manning on the release Lonnie McFadden, live at Green Lady Lounge. My understanding is that you're going to be beginning a fairly consistent run of performances at the Green Lady Lounge complex and on the Black Dolphin stage.
Yes, and I could not be happier, man. It's like sometimes, well, you know, it's like all of the... Christian people will tell you God closes one door to open up a bigger and better door. I say that because when I found out that I would no longer be at Plaza 3 because it's closing, which I that's still surreal to me. I mean, that's
a lot of jazz history there.
Yeah, that is a Kansas City icon. I mean, when you think of Kansas City, when you think of the Plaza. Plaza 3 is part of that. I remember when I was younger, riding on a airplane and seeing the listing of the top 10 steak places in America, and Plaza 3 was always on that list. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, this is so. In the paper, I think it said they've been open 54 years or something like that. Well, I've been associated with them off and on for about 35 of those years, And this last run, I was kind of like the last guy standing of that. Like you said, they've got a long list of musical history here in Kansas City. I can remember when the Plaza 3 had live music 5 nights a week, maybe 6 nights, but definitely 5 nights a week. And I would be there like maybe once a month. This was like, you know, 30 years ago as the McFadden brothers. And then for the last 11... almost 12 years, I've been there every Saturday. So when that ended, I was fortunate to not just find another job, but I found, the perfect opportunity. I get a chance to have my group, the same group that recorded live at Green Lady Lounge. John said he wanted us to do the Saturdays at the Black Dolphin, which is an unbelievable opportunity for me because I have not had a steady gig with the full rhythm section since, oh God, probably 15 years ago. Bina used to hire us at Jardine's, but now, and even that wasn't every week. I would be there once a month. So for me to have a consistent run with a full rhythm section, hey, it's like I told Andrew, I might fool around, learn how to play the trumpet if I do it every week, man. So I'm in. I'm excited. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's very exciting. That's very exciting. Well, we've got there's one part of your career that we talked about the beginnings of it, but we haven't really talked about some of the things that have happened, I guess, bring us up to more modern times. And that's really sort of the tap dancing part of what you do. Right. And I probably am fuzzy on the details, but I know that the McFadden brothers, you and your brother, recently received an award from like the International Tap Dancing Society, or you guys were named right at the top, right? Right at the top of tap dancing awards. And tell us about that.
It's so much good that's coming my way. I even told my wife, I hope I'm not getting ready to die or something, because it's like in the last 2 years, Ronald and I were honored at the Jazz Museum for Lifetime Achievement Awards. And then last year in Flint, Michigan, there's a group called Tapology that their whole purpose is to carry on the art form, and they celebrate different people that have carried on the art form for years. And this last year's recipient, 2017 recipient of Living Legends Award, were Ronald and I. Now, this is something that caught me totally by surprise, because in the tap dance world, since Ronald and I are no longer on the road with like Wayne Newton, I didn't think anybody knew us anymore. You know, years ago, we were doing the jazz festivals and I met Savion Glover and Gregory Hines, and we were kind of in the mix, at least on the outskirts of the mix, where people knew us. And for the last few years, we've been back here in Kansas. And when I say few years, I mean 15 years. I've been back here in Kansas City. So I didn't think any of the new school even knew about us. When I say new school, I'm talking about now that Savion Glover is an icon. Now that you got people like Jason Samuel Adams, people like Derek Grant, Chloe Arnold, and all these unbelievable young tap dancers. So when I see all of these people that I've been looking at on YouTube so I can stay in touch with what's going on in the world of tap dancing, for them to honor us, I was floored. I mean, I couldn't even get any words out. I was in tears to hear these young, unbelievably great tap dancers honor me and Ronald as being two guys that have carried the torch. It's about to choke me up now. I mean, yeah, it's been a lot of good things, a lot of great things that have came my way, and I feel very fortunate.
Excellent, excellent. Well, there is some tap dancing on this CD, and it is impressive to me as a musician. Though we can't see what's happening, it still comes across, in a very cool way, just to hear the rhythms you're tapping, right?
Thank you.
And to hear the performance. So,
thank you.
And that tune is Tapping the Blues.
Come on.
Since you all are still here, I'm gonna dance since nobody else did. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Ken Lovern's Kansas City. On this program, we heard from Lonnie McFadden and his new release, Live at Green Lady Lounge. Until next time, keep that music playing.